96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Hunger in America isn't just about having enough to eat. It's also about having enough healthy food to eat. For many families, not all of them living in abject poverty, food insecurity remains a problem. September is Hunger Action Month, and we're talking about the complexities of food insecurity and what it means for America. My guests are Max Finberg, director of AmeriCorps Vista, a national service program fighting poverty in America, and Lindsay Morton, assistant director of Healthy Market Programs at Martha's Table here in the District of Columbia. If you want to talk about this, if you have a question or comment about hunger in America, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Yes, thanks for having us.
So I want to talk, first of all, about hunger in America. And this question is for both of you, but Lindsay, certainly you can go first. Why is this still a problem in 2016? Why are people still going hungry in America?
Yeah, well, that's a great question and certainly one that has a lot of companion problems. But as I see it with the work at Martha's Table, hunger exists in two forms. We see neighbors in need, homeless individuals, folks who either through circumstance don't have enough money or resources to access enough calories to be high performing and productive. We also see another interesting form of hunger, which is working moms and dads and families who, through great effort, simply can't access high quality, healthy food in their community. And that form of hunger, for me, is often invisible, and it's really hard to understand and wrap your mind around. I think, in summary, you know, hunger is just, it's a challenging issue to address. A lot of folks have fallen under the radar, even through support services and relief services and programmings. It's just hard to kind of pinpoint and identify who's in need, particularly through the second form of hunger I described, where folks are working and doing everything right according to the books, but simply can't access the items that they need to be healthy.
Max, same question from your perspective, and you have a rather broad perspective in dealing with this hunger issue. Why is this still such a pervasive issue?
Unfortunately, in the richest country in the history of the world, it is because people just think of the guy asking for change on the street corner. They don't recognize, as Lindsay was describing, that it's so widespread because you have to make decisions. Do you pay the rent? Do you keep the electricity and the lights on? Do you eat? And so that affects senior citizens, that affects young people, that affects working families. So all of those demographic groups, whether ethnically or racially, as well as those who are working and those who aren't, you find hunger cuts across those because they don't have enough money to access all the food and especially the healthy food they need.
You know, I mentioned something earlier, which I call, you know, the hunger next door, that even in communities that are not impoverished, that may be working class, or even in lower middle class communities, there are empty pantries, there are empty refrigerators. Why is that? Is it where access is for healthy meals and healthy sustenance, or is there a bigger issue?
I think it's both. I mean, if we could bring it right back home, right? D.C., Ward 7 and Ward 8, only 3 full-service grocery stores combined across both wards. Also in those wards, we have the highest levels of poverty, obesity, and diet-related illnesses. So it's certainly access, but we know in a city like D.C., we see a lot of development and boom. And so for me, that speaks to other maybe systemic or other issues at play that keep developers and food providers from entering these particular neighborhoods where we know there's a great need and demand. Mm-hmm.
nobody's hungry if they have enough money. And so mm-hmm. you can access it. We have availability of food in this country that is the envy of the world. And it's just a question of, do I have the car to get me there, the bus routes, the money to spend in the grocery store to get that? And that's where we have government nutrition assistance programs that can help fill in those gaps, even if you're working and full-time, two jobs, three jobs, and not able to make ends meet. This is the one that gets hit easily. You can't get evicted, so make sure the rent's paid on time. Uh-oh, what about the utilities? Grandma needs her medications. All of those things mean that food is often the thing that gets cut first.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about food insecurity in America. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. Judy, calling from Gaithersburg. Judy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Number one, I want to say thank you for talking about hunger in America. And I specifically wanted to talk about hunger in Montgomery County. Montgomery County, Maryland, is one of the wealthiest counties. However, hunger has reached epidemic proportions, not just with families, but particularly with children. There are more children in Montgomery County who are receiving free and reduced meals through school than there are children in the whole District of Columbia. And I'm saying this to say that one of the things our organization, Women Who Care Ministries, does is we fight child hunger by providing kid-friendly, nutritious, non-perishable meals that we ship into the schools, who in turn discreetly hands each needy child a food sack to take home on Friday for weekend consumption, so that when they come back to school on Monday, they're able to focus and concentrate.
Okay.
And so there's not enough information and enough education about child hunger. A lot of people want to say, okay, why are you in a wealthy county and there's so much hunger? But like the caller before said, the food budget is the first budget to get the hit.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's all about education. It's all about finding ways to redistribute the wealth so that no child, no family is going to bed hungry. And I'm just grateful, again, that you guys are highlighting hunger, and because we also have a food pantry in Montgomery Village. But
well, Judy, thank you. I appreciate your phone call. Max, you wanted to comment on that real quick?
Yeah, I actually live in Montgomery County, and my kid, who's in second grade elementary school, just got a flyer offering a similar program to, Judy, what you and Women Who Care Ministries is doing. That backpack full of nutritious, ready-to-eat food or easily prepared food that a kid can take home without the stigma of, oh my goodness, everybody's going to know. Those programs have expanded a great deal across the country. So Montgomery County, you wouldn't think, one of the wealthiest counties in the country, but absolutely there are those examples of hidden hunger that have to be addressed, and it's something that requires all of us, both government, private sector, nonprofits. It's great to see ministries like that, faith-based nonprofit organizations, and I'm glad that that continues to happen.
Lindsay, talk to me about something that Martha's Table has coming up real quick.
Yeah. Well, next month we have a great opportunity for folks throughout the city to gather. It's our annual One Pot Suppers event, and essentially it's an opportunity for a host to gather neighbors, friends, colleagues around a hearty, healthy meal and curate a conversation about raising awareness around hunger and food access and food insecurity. And it's a really simple concept. Have a meal and start a conversation, bring folks together. So on Sunday, October 23rd, we're asking folks to join us throughout the city at our One Pot Suppers event.
And what's your website?
So more information is on our website, marthastable.org.
Okay.
You'll find all the details. I also wanted to add that we also do a similar program in schools throughout the city, and we found that meeting families right where they are, making it convenient and expediting the process has been really helpful in not only addressing food insecurity, but increasing their access and their desire for healthy food options. So school-based resources, such as the ones we talked about, are really, really impactful and making a big difference.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Do you have a solution to dealing with the hunger next door, hunger in your community, in the food deserts that may be in your community or nearby. If you have any ideas off the top of your head, certainly, you know, our listeners are quite brilliant. Love to hear what you think. Let's talk to Kim. Kim, calling from La Plata. Hey, Kim, what's on your mind?
Sorry, I just wanted to comment. I really appreciate you guys focusing on this issue and wanted to say hi to Max. I used to work at USDA. Max used to be there. But you asked for some recommendations, perhaps. I just want to promote community gardens in some of these areas where you can actually establish a garden where there's fresh produce and some, you know, that being able to provide the resources necessary through that means as well. But as the other caller stated a little while ago, it is real and true in many of the areas in Maryland and throughout the DMV area that you at least expect that this is a real issue. So,
yeah. Well, Kim, thank you so much for that idea. Fresh vegetables, always great. But the problem is, if you don't have a community garden, you talk about trying to get healthy meals. Eating healthy is not cheap. and that's one of the things that amazes me. The thing that we as human beings need the most, healthy foods, are often the things that are most difficult to get.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we see that calories are cheap and nutrients are expensive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the access question is a big one. So, Kim, you're absolutely right. Gardens are one part of the solution. They can never be the whole solution. But we've had an AmeriCorps Vista member up in Aberdeen in northern Maryland. Her focus was creating a community garden, doing the outreach to make sure that was able to get onto the tables of folks who need it most. Anne's now working with us, but that was a great example of what works. Another one closer to home, my neighborhood farmers market, the Crossroads Community Farmers Market in Tacoma Park, takes the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. What used to be food stamps is now on a card, just like my credit card.
Or SNAP.
You got
for those
SNAP,
who are familiar with
the
it, yeah.
Electronic Benefits Transfer Card. You can swipe there, thanks to another Vista. Gabrielle was able to update their systems, so you're able to do that all online now. You're able to tap into a fabulous program that gets at the crux of what you're saying. It doubles people's SNAP dollars for farmers market. So you spend $5, you get $10 worth of fresh fruits and vegetables.
I want to drill down a little bit more about what AmeriCorps Vista is doing and what those volunteers are seeing on the front lines, because a lot of people don't have a clear picture of what is going on. And also want to talk to you, Lindsay, about what you're also seeing as the people come in off the street to eat and what they're experiencing. Want to talk a lot about that. Also, Robert calling from Brentwood. Shamir calling from Annapolis. We'll be talking to you next as well. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What is your idea to help fix the hunger next door? Please stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More